It's Wednesday, April 6th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Brussels, Belgium terror attacks may be the proverbial straw that breaks the backs of Muslims around the world. The Middle East Media Research Institute has begun to openly speak out against the countless atrocities done in the name of Islam, concluding that Muslims will ultimately be the only ones who can stop these attacks from within. In a macabre media one-upsmanship, the Taliban, overshadowed in the news by ISIS, is now back in black with a vengeance, killing 73 and wounding more than 300 during an outdoor Easter celebration in Pakistan. The resurging jihadist group told NBC News in a recent interview that more devastating attacks are in the works. The Chinese now say they have basically perfected cloning. In a new factory being built in their northern port of Tianjin, by 2020, they hope to be able to produce 1 million identical cows every 12 months. According to the Express UK report, the facility will also pump out perfect police pups and racehorses, capable of cloning basically anything, including human beings. After the world-famed Bible translators, Wycliffe Associates, suffered a tremendous loss last week with the tragic death of 4 of its Middle East workers, they are now reaffirming their commitment to continue their work in what they call the most dangerous place on earth for Christians. The group has announced it will hold special training for those courageous enough to take up the mantle of these martyrs. Wycliffe President and CEO Bruce Smith said, "There is no place on earth where God's word is more urgently needed. This is a place of terror, oppression, violence, death, and heartache. To be a Christian is to be a target, yet the few Christians living there are pleading for Bibles." Scripture notes in Matthew 5:6 that God will satisfy these hungry. As further evidence of this revival, Open Doors is reporting the underground house church movement in Iran is exploding. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors said, "Thousands upon thousands of people in Iran are becoming Christians annually. Such rapid growth in conversions is unmatched by any other country in the Middle East. The world was not worthy of Reverend Elia Onto of Nigeria. He has gone on to his reward, having spilled his blood for the sake of Christ." Onto was kidnapped 2 weeks ago along with 2 other elderly pastors near Kaduna City as they walked along a road together. The other 2 pastors were released last week, but Antos's body was found discarded in a jungle area. Cruising to a crushing victory, Senator Ted Cruz won more than 52% of votes in the Wisconsin GOP primary. Cruz made the case that he has gained more than 100 delegates on Trump in recent days, has the backing of 5 former presidential contenders, and he has coalesced the Republican Party. The Worldview spoke to Kim Schroeder, president for Milwaukee Teachers.
I would say it's very engaged, more so than a number of primaries we've had in the last couple of years, and engaged on both sides. On the Democratic side, both are really excited about the candidate and a lot of talk on really good issues. And then on the Republican side in Wisconsin, which, you know, I'll admit I'm not as familiar with, but there seems to be a definite push to keep Donald Trump out of winning Wisconsin. People are pretty set in who they want.
And on the Democrat side, Bernie Sanders beat Hillary Clinton in Wisconsin. Cities and states around the country have piled on threats and demands and prohibitions because of the new law in North Carolina protecting Christians and others from having to violate their faith to obey the new federal pro-homosexual ruling of last June. Now, the federal government has threatened to cut billions of dollars in funding to North Carolina for schools, highways, and housing. At the same time, Mississippi's governor signed a similar bill into law yesterday, standing with North Carolina. Plus, Georgia, Florida, and Alabama passed similar religious liberty bills, but sadly, Georgia's governor vetoed the bill there, breaking the Bible Belt line drawn by Southern lawmakers. An atheist group hopes to demolish a cross-shaped 90-year-old World War I memorial in Bladensburg, Maryland. Be warned, Proverbs 22:28 says, "Remove not the ancient landmarks which your fathers have set." This would be a serious black eye in the face of the 2,200,000 members of the American Legion who funded and built the monument. And that's The Worldview on this Wednesday, April 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com and now at sermonaudio.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.